Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Struck well to center field. Merrill back. Merrill looking up. Out of here. And the Giants are on the board. It's 2-0.
We got to be able to score more than that. I mean, you know, at the time, a two-run homer after what we went through last night feels good. Roop's pitching well. But we have to add on more runs like that. We can't, you know, just say leave it up to the pitching and you know, shut them out. So it's something that's been a problem for us for a while now. You know, it's another game where we don't score enough runs and put a lot of pressure on the pitching again.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Have you looked? Have you looked at the lineup?
No.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Let's play a game.
All right.
Want to play a game?
Sure.
The lineup for the San Francisco Gigantes today against the San Diego Padres, game 3 of 4. And the lineup has been released. I'll just do it. I'm not going to ask you what order they're all in, but I'll ask you who's in each position. Who do you think's playing left field?
Oh, boy. It's got to be Elliot Ramos.
Elliot Ramos. That's the correct answer. Give him a ding. Who do you think is playing center field?
It's got to be three names. Jungle Lee, right?
Jungle Lee. That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think's playing third base?
Chappie.
That's correct. Who do you think's playing shortstop?
Adamas.
That's correct. Who do you think's the DH?
Wilmer.
That's correct. Who do you think's the catcher?
Patrick Bailey.
All right. Who do you think's the second baseman?
Fitzgerald.
All right. The starting pitcher is?
It's got to be your guy, Kyle Harrison.
Kyle Harrison. All right. Now's where we get to the fun part. Who do you think's playing first base?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Incorrect. Dominic Smith, brand new San Francisco Gigante, will be starting at first base tonight. Journeyman, 68 career home runs in the big leagues. I'm calling one in the Bay.
In the Bay?
Tonight?
In the Bay.
Right,
yeah,
in the Bay.
Yeah. Now, one of the fans might throw it out there. It also could be foul.
Gotcha.
I didn't say it was a homer. I said one of the balls is going into the Bay. Who do you think is playing right field tonight?
Well, it's a right-hand starting pitcher, so you would figure it'd be a left-hand hitting right fielder, and that, to me, reeks of Mike Yastrzemski.
No, sorry. That is an incorrect answer.
My guy?
Daniel Johnson.
Let's go, DJ.
Daniel Johnson.
I'm excited for Daniel Johnson.
So both of these guys, who just got added to the roster hours ago, will be thrown right into the fire.
Under pressure.
Not really.
For Yaz?
I mean, what kind? Yeah, exactly.
Yaz,
I mean, this is
the, under pressure.
This is the opposite of a tough act to follow. Whatever that is, this is not it. Dominic Smith gets to go in there, and if he hits 208, people are going to be like, this is better. This is getting better.
Well, as I mentioned, Yaz, over the last 18 games, 7 for 57,
yep,
which is a .123 with one extra base hit, and it was a triple. So if you're Yaz and they call up a guy who's almost never played Major League Baseball and he starts over you and he's a lefty and you're a lefty, that to me is, all right, Yaz, feel the heat, my friend.
Yeah.
Feel the heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glenn Frey, the heat is on.
So here we go. We're gonna get a look at these guys right away. And then apparently in the other room, a couple of great Giants fans in the other room here. They go by the name of Lucas Alexander and Steven Rizzotto. Apparently, both of these new players will be wearing what's been called iconic Giants numbers.
Huh.
I have no idea what they are. But apparently they've been worn by some pretty great Giants in the past. Is that accurate, Lucas?
It is, and I can tell you these iconic former Giants played the same position in some glory years, and those two numbers, 56 is being worn by Darren Johnson in right field.
Or Daniel.
Yeah, sure.
Either one. Yep.
And number 7 will be worn by Dominic Smith.
Okay, so first of all, I want to know why you did what Buddy Hield calls two fingers. It's known to the rest of America as air quotes.
Forever Giants, I should say, okay, instead of iconic. Yeah,
you called they're not them iconic.
Two fingers iconic Giants, which means they're not iconic Giants.
Well, once we get those Giants names out, we'll let you and the listener all be right the judge of that. Dibs is better with numbers than
I'm
you.
I'm terrible with it. Like,
I'm looking at the list of players who've worn 56.
Okay.
And of the...
I know none. Well, I know, like, nobody comes
center
to
center field during the era.
The era. 56?
Two of the best center fielders in the last 20 years.
Well, Pagan. Angel Pagan.
Mm. No.
No? What when you say the era?
In the last 20 years.
Well, that, like, all right.
I mean, are you counting Gary Brown on this list?
The idea of Gary Brown, yes. No, the two were number
Marvin
56.
Marvin Bernard.
Andres Torres.
Oh, okay. That's where I was going to go next.
Marvin Bernard.
Marvin Bernard?
Yeah.
Did I get 56. It right?
He wore 56.
Okay.
Marvin Bernard.
I grabbed that name out of nowhere. That came out of the back pocket of the pants.
That was impressive.
That was a total guess.
Going backward, Lou Trevino wore it this year. Dalton Jeffries, Spencer Howard, Cole Waits, Jason Krizan, Tony Watson, Zach Littell,
Zach Littell?
Albert Suarez.
That's my guy, Zach Littell.
Ryan Sadowski.
That was the best pitching change in the history of the Giants.
Osiris Matos, the original Matos.
Are they related?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Jason Ellison, going back to the early 00s.
Yeah,
so these are guys who wore 56. Alan Embry, etc.
Maybe the most interesting 56, Pablo apparently wore it when he first came up. That was in 08. He wore 56 before he got to, you know, his legendary number.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him
on
the
list.
I'm
sure Willard knows.
Yeah.
48. Half of 48 is 24.
Yeah.
And also Willie Mays' retired number.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I know.
He's not listed among the 56s on this list. All
baseball reference?
Yeah.
This is the second time you're
baseball
doubting
almanac.
My baseball reference research.
Yeah, and you know, doubting you is actually
Caglione. Caglione.
Yeah,
Caglione. Yeah. Anyways, we can move on to number 7. The other forever Giant who played center field in the last 20 years, Gregor Blanco, number 7.
Gregor Blanco, who also famously sometimes played right field.
Sure.
Like when Matt Kaner, when he had a perfect game, that was Gregor Blanco out there. Who made that catch?
Yeah, and right. 7 is much more enigmatic.
That's quite a word.
It is, and if you want to go back to such names as Kevin Mitchell in your childhood,
oh, Kevin Mitchell,
he rocked the 7, and you know who also rocked the 7?
Who?
He's a guy who is in the dugout right now for the Giants.
How do you know who's
7
in there right now? It's 3:26 in the afternoon.
He'll be in the dugout in 3 hours and 19 minutes for sure.
He played or he's a coach?
Both. He played
and
he's a coach.
And now he's a coach?
He's more of a manager now.
Well, there's only one of those.
Well, then answer it.
Bob Melvin.
He wore number 7.
Okay.
Marvin Bernard. The one that I thought of immediately before I even Googled it, Pedro Feliz.
Oh, Pete Happy.
Yep.
I love Pete Happy.
And I can hear.
He struck out a lot, too.
I can hear Chris Russo in my head from a previous station in a previous lifetime. Pedro Feliz? That's your third baseman, Pedro Feliz?
Pedro Feliz. He could get a hold of one every now and again. He really could.
And did you mention one of Willard's favorite Giants of all time wore it as recently as last year?
Oh, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good boy. The Snellzilla.
The Snellzilla. I was going to give him a clue. He is the Devondre Campbell of the Giants.
That's actually a great way to put it. It's a little offensive to Blake.
It is.
But it's just a tiny bit.
No, it's more than a tiny bit offensive to Blake. He never did anything like that. But
they also threw no hitters. Devondre Campbell did it on defense.
That's funny.
I thought so, too. Donovan Solano also wore number 7.
Donnie Barrels.
Blake Snell did refuse to, pitch towards the end of the season because it meant nothing.
No, believe me. The Giants didn't like Blake Snell. He was not. Yeah, the front office was like, bleep this guy. So, yes, that's true. Why isn't Bob Melvin still wearing it? What does he wear now? Anybody know? Risotto, what's he wear now?
Do managers still wear numbers?
I think he's wearing 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing this, number 7, Dominic Smith in your starting lineup today playing first base, 56 in right field.
I mean, the Giants are out here having this, surprisingly positive season. And here it's June 4th, and the Padres are in town for a massive series. And we're just hawking people into the lineup who they grabbed from I don't know where. Where'd Dominic Smith wake up yesterday? And here's the other thing.
In bed, probably?
Well, thanks, Lucas.
Having a great show. I apologize. Pablo did wear 56 when he came up.
There you go.
Big day for me.
Put it on the board, yeah.
When did these guys know that this was happening? Because Dominic Smith wasn't even on the Giants. And now he's in the lineup. So it's not like they called him in New York this morning and they're like, all right, dude, this has been in the works. This has clearly been in the works for at least, 48 hours?
Yeah, he opted out on June 1st, according to Jeff Passan. So he opts out on June 1, and so he's just out there.
They call him 5 minutes later. They're like, our first baseman doesn't hit. You want to come play for us?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
That's right. And so, he's like, I can't really afford a plane, so I'm going to get on a bus. Maybe you wait until Wednesday before you make that transaction. I'll be there by Wednesday.
Dibs, have you told us why you're so intrigued by Daniel Johnson, the right fielder?
Daniel Johnson.
Fascinated by the story. He's out of Vallejo. He went to Jesse Bethel High School, and he hit about, roughly, according to the internet, 500 as a senior. And then he went to college, and I don't want to get it wrong, but it was like a double directional college in
New
Oklahoma.
Mexico State.
Before that, he went to slightly northeastern, but also southern Oklahoma State A&M.
New Mexico State catching strays.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a double directional school. Looks like New Mexico State.
That would be neither directional. Yeah, but it's
I've been to a I've done a basketball game at New Mexico State.
In the pit? No, dude. That's New Mexico.
Yeah, that's New Mexico. I did a basketball game at New Mexico State. I don't want to be offensive to any city in America, but I probably will be. Do you know where you fly into? This is with Cal Poly. Cal Poly played at New Mexico State, and we flew into El Paso, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been there?
Never.
Don't go. Oh, my
West
God.
West Texas is a whole nother world.
I don't know what it's doing. I drove through the whole city, and I'm like, I don't understand. What's happening here? Are we doing something? What is it you're offering? What are we doing here? You got to have a thing. Not every city needs to look like San Francisco. You don't need to look. It's not aesthetics. I get that. But what is it we're, you know what I mean? It's like, what are you going for here? When you come out from your bedroom with your outfit, I need to know, what are you going for?
Sure.
Right? Are you about to have a job interview? Are you in flip-flops because it's hot? Are you wearing a robe because you're just going to lounge? What are you going for? I drive through El Paso, I'm like, I don't even know what we're going for here.
Well, Texas is a lot like California in that there are probably 8 different Texases as far as what region you go to.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
California, you go up into the Eureka Arcata, the Humboldt, You go to like the Redding, the Redding Chico. You go into the Sacramento, California, the Bay Area, Central California on the coast, Monterey, etc. You get down to the L.A., the Orange County, the San Diego, the Fresno Bakersfield. So our state is a lot like Texas where...
keeps even going beyond that.
Trying to generalize.
Like half of Lake Tahoe is in California. There's like 1,000 personalities.
Exactly. But, you go to Texas and it's, Austin and Dallas and Houston and San Antonio.
Yep.
That's wildly different than El Paso, for example, let alone North Texas and like Central Boonies, Texas. Daniel Johnson went to Northeastern Oklahoma A&M.
Wow, that's too many words.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't go there.
Then he went to New Mexico State. He was WAC Player of the Year. He gets drafted in the 5th round, and then it becomes just a kind of a slow, like minor league bippity bop and a slow climb. And here he is, about to be 30 years old from Vallejo.
Well, give me a little bit.
And like, he's a Giant.
What has is this his major league debut?
No, he's had a little bit of a cup of coffee. He has 4 home runs.
Okay.
And he debuted for Cleveland back in 2020 for the Guardians, but he was in Hagerstown. He went to Potomac. He was in Harrisburg. And then he comes up with Cleveland, then the Indians. And his first home run came off of Chris Bassett of the then Oakland Athletics.
Okay.
He got designated to Columbus. He was in Columbus. He was traded to the Mets. He played for Syracuse. Then he signed with the Nationals. He played in Rochester. Then he was with the Padres. He went to San Antonio. He played in El Paso with the Chihuahuas.
What are his minor league numbers like? Can he rake?
I mean, at times, but there's a reason why every team is like, yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah. No, I get that. If you're a journeyman and 30 years old.
He's been a AAA guy forever. He signs with Baltimore. He plays in Norfolk. Then he goes to Caliente de Durango of the Mexican League. He hits 5 home runs in 10 games earlier this year, and now he's a Giant. So I'm always fascinated by these types of guys. Like, Yaz is a good example. Like, Yaz had not this many stops, but it took him forever to latch on. And maybe it's because Daniel Johnson is from Vallejo and... that just kind of spoke to me today when I was doing my research.
This is probably a huge night for him.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
He grew up in Vallejo. He's starting for the Giants tonight.
He's a month away from being 30. And
That's cool.
Yeah. Kid out of Vallejo, and I don't know if he's a Giants fan or an A's fan, but he's been a part of so many organizations. He played for Cleveland and Baltimore in the show, so he's gotten that little taste, but he never gave up.
Okay.
And here he is, a Giant.
Starting in right field tonight.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm into it.
All right. Yeah, I'm into this. Let's get a little look-see.
Yeah.
He bats right-handed?
He's a left-hand hitting right fielder.
Left-handed hitting.
Which is why I think, Yaz is here.
Well,
not that, if he goes 3-for-4, they're not going to send Yaz out.
But the Yaz thing is complicated.
It is, but.
That one's tougher than Lamont Wade. And it's also, Lamont was struggling all year. Yaz was really good for 2 months. And then now he's hit. No, he was. He was really good. I don't mean like all-star, but like everything you could hope for from Mike Yastrzemski was happening for the first 2 months of the season. And then it stopped. Like literally it hit a brick wall. So I don't know. I don't know if they're in position to move on from Mike Yastrzemski, even if they have somebody come up and have a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not implying that, but I am saying that, you know, if he comes up and he flashes, Yaz might become the left-handed bat off the bench and the late-inning defensive replacement. Huh. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because what this offense is right now is putrid, and I ran down these numbers before for you, like Yaz hitting .140 over the past month, and it's Adames, and it's Bailey, and it's a lot of them. So I think that these moves today are, you know, shaking everyone by the collar and saying, y'all need to wake up. Outside of Jung-Hoo Lee and Chapman and Adames, the rest of you, your jobs might be in the balance.
Yeah.
For at least for now,
so
you know.
Dominic Smith gets signed off the street and bats fifth the next night.
Tell me your offense is bad without telling me your offense is bad.
Like that, I can't avoid that. That's not a great look. It's not a great look. I know they like Adames right now for the moment in the six hole, so they're going to keep him there. Dominic Smith goes into the five hole, and Daniel Johnson, who you were just talking about, will bat seventh, right in between Adames and Bailey. Good luck, pal. Good luck.
Go get him, kid.
That's right. All right, so there's all that. By the way, try this on for size. What do you think? Because I do think that the last 24 hours, in a broad sense, in an indirect sense, are about Bryce Eldridge. Bryce Eldridge promoted to AAA yesterday. Lamont Wade is DFA'd today. Let's go back to February 12th. Buster Posey came on this show and was asked, could Eldridge be making his major league debut this season?
I think our preference would be for him to get another year under his belt and get reps in both offensively and defensively, but you never say never. You know, I mean, I don't think any of us would be disappointed if he forced our hand, if it came to that at some point in the year. But internally, you know, talking with Randy Wang, Kyle Haynes, and player development, we were all on the same page that we want to make sure he's as developed and prepared as he can be so that again, he can have a long and very successful career.
Okay, so it wasn't a shutdown, and that was before the year even started. It was not a shutdown, no, but it was obviously our preference is that he does not come up this year. And I'd say that largely their answer, for the most part, is still the same. I think that they did reel back a little bit of it in terms of like, okay, he needs a new challenge, and yes, we still want to do the long play here. But then Buster also adds, it's like, but we have to win. We have to win. And I just take that as if at any point the San Francisco Giants decide that their best chance to win baseball games is to have that guy with a major league locker, then they'll do it. They'll do it in a heartbeat.
If he forces his way here.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to reach for Bryce and say, man, we need a bat and maybe he's not ready, but what if? Let's bring him up. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think about Buster and his own experience where, you know, Buster, as Alex Pavlovich told us earlier in the show, yeah, he was college player of the year and he was older. And so when he was ready to force his way up here, he was already much older as a man and older in baseball. So it was a little bit easier, but Buster had an OPS of almost 1,000. And so, yeah, how do you keep that guy down? So if Bryce does the same thing, and he's only 20, and he's that dominant, well, yeah, he's going to force his way up. But if he's like he's been in Double-A, which is good, but with a lot of strikeouts and a glove that still needs work, then I think that you're going to have to be a little bit more patient because you don't want him to come up and struggle and sit. If you bring him up, you want to have him play every single game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. So yeah, like, we'll see. There's a, you know, they create a runway and they'll see if he can land the plane. So we go from there. All right. Want to switch gears a little bit for this. And I think that this might, I think this is going to raise some eyebrows. I really do. You've probably been hearing some, maybe even on our station, with regard to Brandon Ayuk and social media over the last few days. I think you, Dan Dibley, you've put together a somewhat compelling case for linking some of the things that have happened on social media with Brandon Ayuk. You've linked them to a podcast that featured three former Atlanta Falcons wide receivers, Julio Jones, Harry Douglas, and Roddy White. And the three of them had a conversation about Kyle Shanahan.
Possibly.
Used to be the offensive coordinator for all of these players. And this podcast was not kind to Kyle Shanahan at all. So we're going to play that for you. You're going to want to hear it. What does it mean in terms of what Brandon Ayuk did on social media afterward? Is it connected? Is it not connected? And I'll just jump to the end and tell you that part right now. As a fan, I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk right now.
Mm.
I just am. I don't want to. I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. So let's talk this out. Let's talk this out. And 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.